And we're going to talk a lot about the exact words you should use when you answer the phone and why and what that projects. That's part of selling. When they get finished, I had a guy that worked for me. His name was Dave Fowler. And somebody would call in to the office, and Dave would answer the phone. And all he would do is transfer the call to me. And I would answer the phone, and somebody would say, who was that? And I say, why? Man, that guy is fantastic. Dave Fowler. All he did was answer the phone and transfer the call. And we'll talk about what Dave Fowler said and did when he just answered the phone. How many of us have had a called somebody and said, is Mr. Grossman there? And you just hear a click. You know, they just transfer you through.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that is a slap in the face to me. So we'll talk about all these kinds of things, and they're part of the selling situation. Common behaviors. We're going to spend a little bit of time on common behaviors so we understand that not everybody's like us. Some people are different. And that took me a long time to figure out. When I was getting started in my career, I thought everybody was like me. Why would they not be like me? You know, thank God they're not like me. Thank God. At any rate, there's a little role play there. We probably won't do that one just so because it takes time, and I don't feel that it's, you know, it's fun to do, but I don't, you know, we're going to be spending more time on the selling thing. So I got a lot of stuff I want to finish today so we can get into the selling part of the thing bigger tomorrow. Then being professional. There's a couple things there that are really important, and that's talking about value added. Well, there's two kinds of value. Added value, which is what the customers get from your products, your services, your computer systems, your training, and that sort of thing. And then also value added. That's what they get from you. So often I work with distributors. And distributors, if you're not familiar, they sell products in a market. And there could be more than one distributor selling the identical product in a market. But there is no identical Melissa selling a specific product in a specific market. So we can affect the customer's feeling towards our company and the products that he's purchasing. So we'll be talking about value and being professional. Let's move over to page 3. Telecourtesy, this is another area of our program, being courteous to customers. And what is your fax number is not the same thing as, Sharon, would it be all right if I were to verify your fax number? There's a huge difference in that. What is your fax number is kind of like a interrogation statement, as opposed to, Garrett, I wonder if I could just get your fax number. It's just such a much softer way, and those little idiosyncrasies or those little subtleties will make a huge difference. We're going to get into phone psychology. I've had situations where people got into fights with customers that brought stuff in, and they could have been avoided. I've been in a situation where I almost got in a fight with a customer, not with a customer, but I was a customer and it was another customer, and I'll tell you about that, and then how someone handled the situation and just diffused it. So there's understanding that psychology process, huge. Win-win with angry customers, and then transaction excellence. We're going to spend a little bit of time on transaction excellence. I'd like to get that far through today. If we can do all that today, I'd be delighted. Tomorrow, then, if we move over to page 4, we're going to start talking about starting a sale. How do you start it? What happens? How do you do a new prospect? If you call somebody that's a new prospect. You know, people say, I don't like cold calls. Well, you know, to me, that's insanity, because cold calls can be big opportunities. We'll talk about percentages. How many companies will we have to call to get a sale? And how long does it take to make 1,000 phone calls? If I gave you 1,000 records, how long would it take you to call all 1,000 records? And I'll give you some numbers on that as we go along. And techniques to do it. And after the first call to that client, it's not a cold call after that, because You'll have names, information, and so on, and it will not be a cold call. So, and we'll get into that sort of thing. And they pay a lot of money for people that can handle cold calls. So sign me up. Give me a commission and let me get to the records. And we'll talk about the systems that we need to do that sort of thing. And we'll talk about closing, what that means, and how do we do it. And then some tips on selling in a down market. For God's sake, it seems like we've been in a down market virtually forever here. Then managing your time. Some little techniques you can do there to help manage your time. And being organized. And these are just some ideas and some technology tools.